Boeing says KCX would bring more jobs to Arizona. Space and science groups rally around the Obama plan for NASA. And AOPA announces the end of the Air Safety Foundation as a separate entity. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, May 25th, 2010. Arizona has taken its lumps lately as boycotts are announced to protest its widely misquoted immigration enforcement bill. But Boeing says that if it is selected to build the new KCX aerial tanker for the Air Force, Arizona can expect to see about 680 new jobs and $32 million in annual economic benefit. The claim is part of a stepped-up PR campaign from Boeing to battle unexpected competition from EADS, which decided late in the process to bid on the project without a U.S.-based partner. Arizona Chamber of Commerce President Glenn Hammer is positive. Quote, "The high-quality jobs Boeing will bring to Arizona with this exciting project not only pay better than most manufacturing jobs, but they have a tremendous downstream effect on the economy, spurring growth in numerous sectors. Boeing is a great corporate citizen, and Arizona is fortunate to have such a respected company here in our state." Unquote. Boeing currently has about 4,800 employees in Arizona and works with more than 570 suppliers and vendors across the state. As the two sides in Washington prepare for battle over President Obama's proposed new direction for NASA, a dozen nonprofit space and science organizations have signed a joint statement of support for the administration's position. The Planetary Society has joined the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the American Astronomical Society, the university's Space Research Association, and other groups in endorsing a vision which would turn low Earth orbit over to the commercial sector and focus NASA on interplanetary research in the future. Lewis Friedman, executive director of the Planetary Society, says the new plan strikes the right balance. Quote, "This change will open up a new era of achievement for a new generation." Unquote. The joint statement says, in part, quote, "We believe this is an opportunity for NASA to craft the exploration strategy in partnership with science and applied science that includes the International Space Station, safe and cost-effective access to low Earth orbit, robot precursors, and other missions." Unquote. It's not clear yet how much influence the statement will carry in the debate. ATK announced a fourth round of layoffs here in Utah yesterday, and both my senators are on record fighting the cancellation of the Ares program to save jobs at legacy contractors. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association yesterday announced that AOPA Air Safety Foundation will disappear as a separate entity and be folded into the association's other 501c3 organization, which is called simply the AOPA Foundation. Promoting safety will become just one of four priorities in the merged foundation. The other three are expanding the pilot population, protecting general aviation airports, and enhancing the public perception of general aviation, all of which seem at times to conflict with the candid discussion of safety problems. AOPA President Craig Fuller says ASF President Bruce Landsberg and all ASF staffers will make the transition, and all the online courses, in-person safety seminars, and flight instructor refresher courses will continue as before. To make room for Landsberg, AOPA Foundation President Karen Gebhardt will be leaving in July. Landsberg notes, quote, "The legal, financial, and tax details involved in the intended merger are still being worked out. But money already donated specifically to the Air Safety Foundation will remain dedicated to air safety education, and donors will continue to have the ability to give directly to air safety efforts." Unquote. AOPA's Board of Trustees still must formally approve the merger plan once it's final. Up next on ANN, a South African company debuts a new V6 engine for GA aircraft. The Netherlands threatens to drop the Joint Strike Fighter. And more evidence the airlines are recovering. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing from May 25th. I'm Paul Plack. A little over 3 years ago, Bombardier Recreational Products announced it would discontinue its V6 aircraft engine development program, officially stating that the company wanted to focus its human and financial resources on its more mainstream power sports products, i.e., those it could sell in greater volume. It was a little sad to see a program which had come so close to market disappear, and it left Rotax without an offering in market tiers dominated by the large displacement direct drive traditional power plants made by U.S. manufacturers. Now, Adept Air Motive, a South African company which has been working on its V6 aircraft engine for 7 years, says it's ready for market. The company says its development has been supported by partners, a private equity firm, and Augusta Westland. The Adept 320T is a 120-degree, liquid-cooled, turbocharged V6, which claims 320 horsepower out of 3.17 liters, in the same ballpark as the more powerful of the abandoned BRP engines. But Adept also claims its advanced electronic engine management system can use 100 low-lead, automotive gas as low as 85 octane, biofuel, or liquid petroleum gas, improves fuel efficiency up to 30%, and sets new standards for emissions and noise. The company also claims a weight of 158 kilograms, or about 348 pounds, 30% lighter than its legacy competition, including the integral gear reduction unit. A prototype was fast taxied for the media last week and is slated to make its first flight soon in a Raven 500 aircraft. I say claims a few times here because, so far, there's no third-party insight on this engine, and there have been many similar claims for various new engine designs over the past few years. We'll watch to see if this engine, when tested in an airframe which provides apples-to-apples comparisons, lives up to those claims. If it does, Adept Chairman Andre Schumann will not have overstated the case when he says, quote, "Our technology benchmarks South Africa against the finest aviation engineering in the world," unquote. In the Netherlands, the Socialist, Labour, and Green parties have issues on which they differ, but all three recently proposed to limit or end Dutch participation in the Joint Strike Fighter program. The Socialists proposed that there should be no new obligations in the program. Labour called for cancellation of the contract and an effort to get a refund for money already spent on long lead time items. The Green Party said data used to decide on replacement of the nation's F-16 fleet was flawed, requiring a new evaluation. All three proposals were accepted, but analysts say the direction could be reversed again after next month's elections produce a new government. Flight attendants at Frontier Airlines have voted to join the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. The election vote was conducted by the National Mediation Board, which reported that 456 out of 879, or a slim 51.8% majority, of flight attendants voted for representation. Frontier Airlines is a wholly owned subsidiary of Republic Airways Holdings, Incorporated. Erica Schweitzer, appointed transitional AFA-CWA Frontier president, noted, quote, "We will finally have a legally recognized voice to negotiate with management and gain protections that are specific to the needs of Frontier flight attendants," unquote. The Air Transport Association of America released a report Friday showing passenger revenue rose 12.5% in April compared to the same month in 2009, marking the fourth consecutive month of revenue growth. Passenger numbers were only up about 0.5%, but the average price to fly 1 mile rose nearly 14%. International passenger revenue rose 15%, led by a 37% gain in trans-Pacific markets. ATA says U.S. airlines saw cargo traffic, as measured in cargo revenue ton miles, rise 22% year over year in March. That's 12% domestically and 30% internationally. Still ahead, ANP students in Miami get a free MD-80 to practice on. An LSA pilot needs to brush up on 91.13. And Home Depot, more savings, more airplanes? You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Augusta Westland says Gila Club of Russia has placed an order for one AW-139 medium twin helicopter, becoming the first customer for that type in Russia. It will join a Grand light twin already ordered by the company and will be used for corporate and passenger transport missions. A final assembly line in Russia for the AW-139 is to be set up and run by Hilivert, a joint venture between Russian Helicopters and Augusta Westland. AW believes there's a future for the 139 in Russia and plans to conduct a three-week demonstration tour across the country soon. Students who came to the George T. Baker Aviation School to learn how to work on airplanes got a big dose of practical experience lately. American Airlines is moving to retire its thirsty MD-80s from service and donated one of them to the school. But the campus isn't big enough to allow landing an airliner, so it had to have the wings and engines removed so it could arrive by ground. The move from Miami International Airport required lifting the plane over State Road 112 and Lejeune Road using a 500-ton crane equipped with a 400-foot telescopic boom, then hauling the plane to the school on a specially made gravel road. Principal Sean Galligan says, quote, "Thanks to this incredible donation from American Airlines, I can say with confidence that our students are getting some of the best training in the country," unquote. Lightsport Aircraft are opening aviation to newcomers, but not all of them are using great judgment. 36-year-old Mark Jensen tells the Savannah Morning News he and his mom land on beaches all the time, and he didn't think anything of setting down beside the ocean at Tybee Island, Georgia, to get out and take a stroll. But city police were not amused. They've charged Jensen with reckless conduct and operating a motorized craft on the beach. Police Lieutenant Jonathan Hagen noted that this was not an emergency landing. Quote, "There was nothing mechanically wrong with the plane. It was strictly for pleasure," unquote. Jensen admitted to WSAV-TV News that he'd made a mistake. Quote, "I'm truly sorry, and I'm glad no one got hurt," unquote. And finally, your local fly-in may have some competition from Home Depot. This past Saturday, a Home Depot store in Zanesville, Ohio, held a customer appreciation day and decided it would be neat to display some general aviation airplanes from nearby Parr Airport. And it was neat. But based on the account in the Zanesville Times Recorder, the procession of airplanes taxiing down public streets was what really got people excited. The paper reports people turned out to see the impromptu parade. Spectator Virgil Thomas lives in Pataskala, about 40 miles west of Zanesville. Quote, "I drove down to see the planes. I've been hearing about this and read something about it last year, so wanted to be there when they drove down the road," unquote. 10-year-old Troy Jackson was excited, but he may have been left with some misconceptions about aviation careers. Quote, "Cool, these are really cool. You can touch them and everything. I want to be a pilot someday and drive my plane on the road like these guys did. Man, it's really cool," unquote. I know you insurance underwriters are probably on the edge of your seats about now, but everyone had fun and no one got sued. There was one case of damage to a plane when it had a prop strike on a pile of paving stones on display at the store. There's one you don't see every day in the NTSB reports. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight tells how he stumbled across a couple of significant sources of promotional help for the event and how you might find them too. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.